Now, one other thing, just it's pretty much been a Brexit programme, hasn't it? But just to bring you up to date on what's been happening in trade, because some interesting figures from the CSO today on the Irish trading relationship with the UK shows the impact that Brexit is already having on imports and exports here. Angus Cox from our business staff has the details. What do the CSO figures show, Angus?
Well, Anya, they show Irish exports to Great Britain fell by 5% to just under 1.3 billion euro during September, compared with the same month last year. Exports to Great Britain, they still account for 11% of total Irish exports in September. But when we break it down by sector, that's where the dependency on the UK market becomes clear. Almost 40% of our agri-food and drinks exports went to the UK last year. And with the still highly uncertain future trading relationship between Ireland and the UK, state agencies here, such as Bord Bia and Enterprise Ireland, they've been encouraging and assisting Irish firms to reduce their dependency on the British market and seek out new markets for their goods. We've already seen this strategy bearing some fruit, with the Chinese market, for example, opening up in a big way to Irish beef, and a number of new trade deals being agreed already in the US, and these figures back that up today.
Yeah, certainly, I suppose, for anyone interested in cheddar cheese, which is very much a UK and Irish product, it would appear to be good news for the moment. All right, thank you indeed, Angus.